Focus on socializing when a calculator breaks down.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. And what about you?
Well, so-so.
What's the matter with you? Is there anything wrong?
You see, I'm upset because my expensive calculator is out of order.
You mean your new calculator? What bad luck. I'm really sorry to hear that. I suppose it must be a battery problem. I can give you a spare battery if you like.
Thanks, but you see, the trouble is that the circuit is damaged. I mean, the calculator doesn't work anymore.
Really? In that case, you should send it back to the manufacturer and complain about the breakdown.
You're right. But the trouble is that I didn't keep the receipt and the guarantee. You see what I mean?
Oh dear. I think you should have been more careful.
I know. I wish I had not thrown away the receipt. But there's nothing I can do about it now.
Let me think about that. Well, if I were you, I would only buy cheap calculators now. Let me tell you why. The great advantage of having very cheap ones is that you can change them regularly.
I don't think it's a good idea, because you see, a cheap calculator is too simple to help with maths exercises.
You are right there.
Could I ask you a favour?
No problem. Please go ahead. What can I do for you?
Well, I wish I could have a super calculator right now in order to do my physics exercise. Would you mind lending me your high-tech calculator for a few days?
I'm sorry, but it won't be possible. You see, I need it for a test tomorrow at 8 o'clock. What I can offer you instead is to lend it to you for the next 2 or 3 hours. Would that be convenient?
Sure, that suits me fine. Hopefully, 2 hours will be enough. Thanks a lot. I'm most grateful.
You're welcome. Here it is. And cheer up. I'm sure things will turn out all right.
I hope so. I promise to hand it back in 2 hours' time. You can count on me. See you later.
See you later.